Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this amazing yoga class. Welcome, Miranda. I'm going to speak every instruction you need. You can look around, sit down if you need a break. And like I said, you're in charge of how much you exert. So if you feel like you're overdoing it a little, just hang out for a second, okay? Everything is held still, and we do two sets of everything. So some people need to try one set of everything and watch the other one. But just see how it goes, okay? All right, so we start with pranayama, deep breathing. Very good for the lungs and respiratory system. You're going to inhale by the nose, exhale by the mouth. Both directions, the airflow is controlled by the throat. So you're going to make a sound like this on the inhale, and this on the exhale. Don't worry if you can't make it at first, okay? That's just what we're trying for. So please interlace the fingers. Get your knuckles right underneath the chin. Chin and knuckles stay together the whole breathing exercise. Stand up tall, suck in your stomach, weight on the heels. Begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling. You can keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers, elbows all the way up to the ceiling. Very good. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. Open your mouth. Push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you. Elbows touch each other at the end. Inhale, breathing, slowly bring the head down. Elbows separate and lift at the same time. Both sides of the body stretch up all the way to the ceiling. Good, Shamina. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. Push your chin with the fingers. So there's always pressure between the knuckles and the chin. Elbows touch each other. Inhale, one, head down, two, three. Suck in your stomach, four. Breathe in more, five, and a little more, six. Good juicer, exhale, one. Look up, two, three. Mouth open wide, four. Chest up, Colleen, five. Shoulders drop down, six. Elbows together. Inhale, head down. We'll get it, all right? The arms, shoulders, neck, these things move a lot. Exhale, breathing, head goes up, mouth open. But I want you to keep the chest lifted, spine straight. No movement of the spine below your neck. Inhale, elbows separate and lift. Looks good, Rachel. Everyone suck in your stomach, breathe in as much as you can, expanding the rib cage fully. Exhale, breathing, head up. Open your mouth wide. Push your chin way back. Let the head go back all the way. Look for the back wall. Inhale, head comes down. Push the chin against the knuckles. Elbows as high as possible, all the way up to the ceiling. Hold it. Very good. Exhale, H-A. Make a steady ha sound all the way until the sixth count. Everything stops together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four. Breathe in more, five, little bit more, please, six. Exhale, one, stand up tall, two, chest up, three, chest up, four, five. Suck in your stomach, six, hold it in. Two more in the first set, please. Inhale, breathing, head down. Now, the more you suck in the stomach and the more you breathe in, the more the rib cage expands. Exhale, breathing. Drop the shoulders, but keep the elbows high away from the chest as they come forward. Exhale, completely elbows touch. Last one, begin, please. Inhale, head down. Breathe in more, everybody, more. Even more, might feel a little dizzy. Exhale, one. Push the chin, two, three. Look way back, four. Suck in your stomach, five. Push all of the air out. Six, elbows touch. Great. You can bring the arms down to the sides. Good start. This is the hardest thing at the beginning. Welcome to our yoga class. Okay. Anyway, let's do second set. Feet all the way together, toes and heels touching. Interlace the fingers, knuckles underneath the chin. Okay, so stand up tall, chest up, shoulders down. Concentrate one point. Begin. Inhale, elbows lift. Everybody breathe in slowly by the throat. Chin pressing down into the fingers. Full inhalation. Good, Colleen. Exhale. Keep the elbows high. Exhale. Push the chin slowly back. Good, arms juicer. Now stomach. Everyone suck it in. Tightening up. Hold it in. Exhale completely. Inhale. One. Head down. Two. Three. Halfway. Four. Five. Breathe in more and more and more. Six. Exhale. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Inhale. One. Two. Three, halfway, four, breathe in more, five, elbows all the way up to the ceiling, six, exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look way back, four, more stomach in, five, elbows touch, six, inhale, elbows slowly and continuously lift, keep going, elbows up, full lungs, exhale, good, Patty, push the head slowly back, keep the elbows pretty high away from the chest as they come forward, please exhale completely, inhale, head down. Try to have the elbows lifting continuously. They never stop until they get all the way to the top. Exhale, push the head slowly back. Now push your hips just a little forward towards the mirror, please, keeping the spine perfectly straight, no back bending. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, breathe in more, five, little bit more, rib cage, six. Exhale, one, push the head, two, 3, look way back. 4, little more stomach in. 5, get a nice tight grip. 6, elbows touch. Last 2, please. Inhale, breathing, head down. Breathe in all the way, rib cage expanding. Very good. Exhale, push the head slowly back. We'll do one more after this. Make sure the end of the exhale is the strongest part. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Hold it in. Last one, please. Inhale, breathing, head down. Now keep the maximum body weight to the heels. Middle inner thighs pressed together. Full inhalation. Good, Kathy. Exhale. Good stomach in, everyone. Push your head back. Exhale as much as you can. Keep going. Exhale more, 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 more. Elbows together. Okay, you can change now. Arms down to the side. I just noticed we have somebody named Rima in class. Hello. I can't see you, or I don't think there's even mic access. So if you want to chat with me and say, hey, what's up, that would be great. Okay. All right, everybody. Good morning. So now you can take off your masks. We're going to do 26 postures, and part of the point of, well, point, part of the technique of any hatha yoga posture on the planet in all of time is normal breathing. So we're just going to breathe both directions by the nose. It might not be perfect, don't worry, okay? Just try to breathe both directions by the nose. All right, first is half moon pose. Take a nice deep breath, everybody. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Now take a nice deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Go right and left a few times, back and forth, back and forth. When you come up through the middle, stretch up a little more. Try to touch the ceiling. So you're trying to reach from the heels all the way up to the fingertips, decompressing the spine, which is just the best thing ever to do every day. Almost like drinking water, sleeping, you know, breathing. All right, come back up and stop in the middle. Now, throughout this posture, maximum body weight on the heels. Push your hips just a little forward. Arms back and the chin up, opening up the chest and rib cage. Now, throughout the posture, eliminate the gap between the palms and no gap between arms and the ears. One more inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, slowly bend your upper body to the right side of the room. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. You come down a little bit to create a stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Check again that the body weight's on the heels. Take a smooth inhale. This is up to you. This is all completely up to you, and a smooth exhale. Come down a little more, keeping the left hip forward so both hips are in one line, parallel to the mirror. Take another deep breath. Right shoulder a little bit forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. That looks good. Now come down, push. Suck in your stomach, push. You can do it, Sandy. Reach to the right side, push. Very nice. Inhale, breathing. Come up, stop in the middle. All right, maximum body weight on the heels. 2 butt cheeks forward. Arms back, chin up. Take one full, smooth inhale. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin left side bending. At the exact same time, push your hips to the right. Now, side bending, okay, right or left, either way, and we always do both sides, but side bending is an excellent thing for the spine itself. It eliminates, reduces pain in most cases for even up to moderate scoliosis, okay? So make sure you suck in your stomach, lift your chest up so you get the true side bend, then push your hips to the right side. Now I want maximum body weight on the heels and stomach, and just follow the words, all right? Come down a little more, keeping both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. Left shoulder, armpit forward. That looks good, Sandy. Opening up the chest. Now take your hands and your hips and push them in opposite direction. Come down, push, stomach in, push, reach to the left, push. Looks great. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, take a deep breath. Smooth breathing is going to get you through all of this. Eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now bring your arms back towards your ears. So you're looking for the floor, even though you probably don't see it. Look for it initially, and then bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you. You can let the head drop all the way. Just let it hang back. There you go. Now, arms go back a little bit. Take a deep breath, everybody. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Maximum weight on the heels. Now, arms back, reach back, go back. Try to touch the back wall. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. You can bend your knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. All right, so stomach needs to be in on any forward bend, but you can bend the knees if needed. Once you're touching the floor, move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend the right knee, then the left, right, left, warming up the low back, pelvis. That looks great, Miranda. You're doing awesome. Yeah, really good. All right, grab the heels now from behind. I did say every single thing I would tell you what to do, right? Grab the heels from behind, yeah. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. And it's always like this, whether it's your first class or your 1,000th class, you'll have instruction not only to tell you how to do, what to do, when to do it, Oh, go ahead. Pull on the heels now. Stretch your upper body down towards the floor. That looks great, Colleen. But also to keep your mind in the present moment rather than with abstract thought, right? So you pull, stretch the body down, and you are in the present moment with what you're actually doing right now. It's quite amazing. Pull on the heels, push your knees back. Now, I want the elbows to go behind the legs as you get further into the posture. So elbows bend more. They go towards the back wall. Try to get your face on the shins, please. Eyes open. Now, pull on the heels. Push your knees back a little more. One day, legs will be locked with upper body still pressing to the legs. Now, change again. Let go of the heels. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace fingers, grip, and come up. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Inhale, stretch up. Arms down by your sides. And then we try to stand still and tall after each posture. Very nice, you guys. Pauline looks great. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Maximum weight to the heels, two butt cheeks forward, arms back, chin up. Very nice. Inhale, go way up, try to touch the ceiling, begin right side bending, push your hips to the left. Breathe in fully by the nose. That's good stomach in, sandy chest, breastbone lifts up towards the ceiling. Come down a little more. Now, keep the weight to the heels. Most of the attention needs to be on your breathing and the alignment or form of the posture. You know how to push your hips to the left side of the room. It's just that we need to keep weight on the heels, stomach in. Now, right shoulder just a little forward. The bottom armpit eventually is going to look stretched out, just like the top one. Come down five. Suck in your stomach. Four. Reach to the right. Three. Right shoulder patty just a little more forward. Come down and push. One. Very nice. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Okay, chin up, arms back. Weight on the heels. Inhale, go up and over to the left, push your hips to the right. Maintaining the maintenance of body weight on the heels is harder than actually bending to the side. Everybody I've ever seen can bend to the side of the room, right? It's a simple task. However, keeping the weight to the heels takes more attention. It demands your present moment concentration. Bending to the side doesn't so much. So you just do the best you can. Come down, keeping both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. Shoulders look very good, Pauline. Now squeeze the palms, reach for five. Come down and push. Four, three. Left shoulder, Alda, just a little bit forward. Yes, one. Inhale, come up. Nice adjustment. All right, eyes open. Take a nice deep breath. You're doing great with the arms, trust me. Drop your head all the way back. I remember my first few months, how can I keep my arms up the whole time? Oh my goodness, now arms go back towards your ears. They will improve, I promise, pinky swear. Push your upper body back. Good, Deb, you can push the chin back. Good head back, juicer. Push the chin back so you start to feel the skin stretch between chin and collarbones. Now bring your arms back, reach back, way back. Now hips forward, three, you can do it. Two, stomach and thighs push forward. You got it, Rachel, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, bend your knees, put your hands on the floor. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. Once you're touching the floor, move your hips right, left, right, left. That looks great, Alda. Very nice, arms and spine together. All right, as soon as you can, you don't necessarily need so much of a warm-up second set, grab the heels. If you need it, take it, but otherwise you can grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side, elbows behind the legs, so you can actually step on the fingers. Just the first finger bone is enough. You don't need much, even less, Colleen. Just the first finger bone underneath the heel. Keep going. There. Okay, now your wrists will be straight. The palms can press into Achilles tendon, okay? Push the wrists into the back of the heel. Push the fingers down to the floor. That's it. This will help you with the shoulders, actually. Elbows towards the back wall. Pull on the heels. Push your knees back. Try to lock the legs. Looks good, Carolyn. Now, when you exhale next, push the base of the toes and the fingernails into the floor. Hips up towards the ceiling. Little by little, push the knees back. One more. Push the fingers and toes down. Hips up towards the ceiling. Lock your knees. Excellent. Change again. Arms and head together. Inhale. Come back up. Arms down by your sides. Okay. That's a great start. Half moon with hands to feet pose is the warm-up for everything. Breathing exercise, half moon. So if you're like, hey, Anne, I have 15 minutes, what should I do? Just start the class from the beginning. Pranayama, half moon with hands to feet. Okay. Next is awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches, please. Feet parallel to each other throughout. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. That looks just right. Tricep muscles contracted, nothing loose. All the way out to the fingertips. Take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, please. Feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Nice, Pauline. Very good sitting down. Stick your hips all the way out behind you, everybody, and sit down until thighs are parallel to the floor is the goal. However, keep your feet exactly parallel to each other, 6 inches between heels, between big toes, knees, and hands. Now suck in your stomach, lift your chest up, test your range of motion at all the joints involved. Sit down more, lean back more, try to fall down backwards. Excellent. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, second part, arms stay there, go all the way up on your tiptoes as high as possible. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine, center of the chest, top of the head, way up towards the ceiling, eyes focus one point, sit right down on the tops of the toes, heels up more, even more, there you go, Carolyn, heels up, knees up, sit down so the thighs are parallel to the floor, bottoms of the feet are upright position, keep going, shimmying ankles forward, heels up, knees up, hold it, good, inhale, breathing, come up, Miranda, that's exactly right. All right, third part, come up a little tiny bit on your toes, squeeze your knees together. Take a deep breath, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling, and now very slowly sit down. Maintain knees together. This time you do not push the heels up, but as you sit down, the heels naturally will have to come up off the floor. Just sit down as low as you can. One day, hips just above the heels, arms parallel to the legs, legs parallel to the floor. You can drop the shoulders down, juice a little bit, chest up, stomach in, the spine upright position. So push your knees down and forward a little bit towards the floor in front of you. Good, Rachel. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Leaning against an imaginary wall all the way up. Right foot steps back to the left foot, arms down to the sides. Wonderful. Second set. Right foot step out to the right. Feet stay parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. Contract the tricep muscles here. It's very hard to maintain this, all right? Usually they go loose, so maintain concentration on the arms. Exhale, stomach in, sit down. Go ahead, please, feet flat position. Stick your butt all the way out. Larry, I know you can sit down in the chair. Thank you. Suck in your stomach, lift your chest up. That's good, Colleen. Drop the shoulders. It looks great. Now distribute the weight equally from inside to the outside of both feet, too. Keep the knees as wide as the feet. Now lean back, way back, almost falling down backwards. Good, inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay there. Second part, prepare, go all the way up on the tiptoes, maximum. Now, I can't see everybody from the side, but I want you to make sure the spine is lifting up, not leaning back, okay? So I want chest up, stomach in, stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling and sit right down on the tops of the toes. Get right in the chair and hold it for 10 counts, heels up, 9, push big toes down, 8. 7, higher on the tiptoes, you can do it. 6, sit down more, Pauline. 5, all the sit down more. 4, you can do it, you can do it. Sit down more. 3, chest up, stomach in. 2, upper body back, Larry. 1, inhale, looks great, you guys. Okay, feet flat position. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Alda, it's great when you fall a little bit because you were testing the limit. Okay, knees together, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling, sit down. Pauline, it's a very nice posture. Very strong in this one. Sometimes when we get really strong in a posture, too, we also get comfortable where we are. There can be more strength even than we did not know about. It's really wonderful. Keep the knees together. Yeah, now push the knees down towards the floor in front of you. Hips just a little bit above the heels. That's it, Deb. Stomach and chest up. Now take a deep breath. Come up slowly without leaning forward all the way up. Nice, Nicole. Very good. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down to the sides. Now, after we had to hold the arms up, now we're going to massage the arms with each other, right? Okay. Inhale, arms over the head. It goes like this. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. Thumbs towards the face. You got it. Now, you can interlace the fingers if you need to, but eventually fingers will be straight. Pull the elbows down. Fingertips should not go above the nose. Pull your elbows down all the way. Suck in your stomach. Sit down in the chair. Please, body weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Begin right leg lift up over the left leg as high as possible. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes, and eventually the right foot goes behind the left calf muscle, all 5 toes visible in the mirror. Then eliminate any gap between the ankle and calf muscle. Pull the elbows down more, keep the weight to the heel. Lift your chest up, suck in your stomach, upper body back a little bit at the end. Very good, come up, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers towards the mirror. That's fine. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down low on the chair, weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Begin left leg lift up over the right leg as high as possible. Try to create, we're creating pressure, massage, and what we call a tourniquet effect in every single posture in various ways, various areas of the body. So you want pressure between the thighs. You can sit down a little bit more to get pressure in the internal organs of the pelvis. This is going to help blood flow, circulation, oxygenation, and also just movement to and from all these tissues. Sit down a little bit more, upper body back at the end. Very good. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face, but not touching it. Pull the elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Sit down as low as you can. Bend your knees. Weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Begin right leg over the left leg. The higher you lift the leg and the more you can sit down, you'll just naturally have a little more room to get the legs twisted. Nice posture, Pauline. Keep the body weight, everybody, to your heel as you sit down more. That's it, Rachel. And now look in the mirror. I want your hands, elbows, knees, and feet the best you can in one line right below your nose. So you press the palms, straighten the wrist, knees to the right, sit down more. Good, Sandy. Come up, feet together. Last one. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. You got it. Pull the elbows straight down. Sit down low in the chair. You can work on bending the wrist, Colleen, interlacing the fingers. Yeah, grab somewhere. I don't mind if wrists are bending now. Go ahead, left leg lift up over the right. You can even bend a lot. If you want to look over, you can see. I'm bending so I can interlace. Yeah, yeah, and then squeeze, squeeze. There you go, perfect. Okay, go ahead, do the posture. Now, eventually, you're going to, little by little, keep that grip tight, Colleen, without letting it slip. Push the wrist just a little straighter, upright. Little bit. Doesn't have to go all the way. You feel the arms squeeze? That's what you want. Good. Pull the elbows down, lean back. Nice. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head, and arms down to the sides. Okay, quick party time. Do you see how it's totally different? Right? Like, just a loose grab here is fine. It looks like, oh, my wrists are straight. But if you get this interlaced and struggle with it, you're going to get more pressure changes all over. It's so great. Yay. Is this someone's towel I just noticed here on the floor? Anybody missing a hand towel? Okay. Well, it's mine now until somebody else says it's theirs. All right, everybody. Standing head to knee pose is next. Oh. Well, I guess I'll have to give it back to you here. All right, standing head to knee pose. Take a nice deep breath, suck in your stomach. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. I figured if somebody's over here, you know. All right, anyway, suck in your stomach. Reach for the foot as if you're tying your shoes in front of you, balancing on one leg. Concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push your knee back until the leg is perfectly straight. That's great. Should mean a whole leg locked, solid, unbroken. Now, on your inhale, right leg very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. Take a nice deep breath. Kick the right heel gently forward towards the mirror, flexing the foot back from the ankle. All 5 toes of the right foot turning back. Try to get both legs locked, creating a capital letter L upside down. Once both legs are locked and you can balance comfortably, then bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Shoulders down, Alda. You can do it stomach and shoulders down, elbows down. There you go. Hold steady. Change again. Undo the arms and chest. Bend the knee. Very good. Feet together, arms down to your sides. Other side, please take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach, round the spine forward. Pick up your left foot in front of you. Get the left thigh up so it's parallel to the floor. Then you round forward, reach for the foot. Very nice, Pauline. Good. Interlace the fingers, thumbs included underneath the foot. Even if you cannot cross the thumbs, please have your thumbs under the foot. Now concentrate very deeply. Look in the mirror at your right knee. Push the knee back until it is straight. The whole leg will be locked, contracted, energized, unbroken. Inhale, left leg, slow motion. Good, Deb. Lift up and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Take a deep breath. That's great, Rachel. Kick the heel forward. Flexing your foot back from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. Little by little, you create the stretch all over underneath the left leg, but the top of the left thigh gets stronger. All right, once both legs are locked, elbows come down, please, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Looks good, Nicole. Squeeze upper inner legs together, stomach in, eyes do not move. Change, very nice. Chest up, arms straight, left foot down, arms down. Don't worry, that one takes 10 years, Miranda. You're doing great. It's funny, though. You look around, you're like, how are these people doing this? But they might have done it 823 times, okay? So you're doing awesome. Let's do second set. Please take a deep breath. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip exactly 2 inches below the toes. The thing is about how the postures change, everybody starts out with their what they have, right? Range of motion, strength, endurance. And then we're just fraction of an inch by fraction of an inch changing. Right leg can lift up very slowly. And you just, so you go exactly to the limit, using the correct technique, and then you wait, Okay, there's no rush, and you never have to force it. I know that by the nature of you being here, you're going to try. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked, elbows can come down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. And once your elbows go down below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, touch your forehead on your right knee with your smiling, happy face, and always normal breathing. Change again. Undo the head, then arms. Put the right foot down, stand up tall. Okay, last one. Take a nice deep breath, suck in your stomach, left leg up, round the spine forward, grab the left foot 2 inches below the toes, all 10 fingers included underneath the foot. And if you can't get that yet, you just wait for it, just work on it, suck in your stomach, reach for the foot, standing leg locked, inhale, left leg, slow motion, lift up and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. That looks great, Colleen. Nice deep breath. You can lift the chest up just a little bit. There you go. Now kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Try to get both legs locked. Once they are both locked, you can bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. That's good, Patty. A little bit of elbow bending is great. Keep kicking the heel forward, turn the toes back. With elbows below calf muscles, tuck your chin to the chest. Suck in your stomach. Looks good, ladies. Squeeze upper inner thighs together. Squeeze in, stomach in, hold steady. Change again, head up, arms straight. All right, left foot down, arms down. Next is standing bow pulling posture. Bring your right hand out in front of you like you're holding something in the hand you don't want to drop. Bring your hand out to the right, straighten your elbow, and the trick is to not turn the hand. So straightening the arm, just put your ankle in the hand, which is still facing up like that. Exactly. All right, left arm up in front of you, and then straight up towards the ceiling, palm facing the mirror. Bring the knees together. Inhale, stretch up tall. Try to touch the ceiling first. Now begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Kick all the way back, Colleen. So when you kick back, you pull the right hand back behind you, which pulls the shoulder behind you. Now stretch the left arm forward. Try to touch the mirror, please, at your eye level. Now kick up more. Once you kick back all the way, that's it, Carolyn. Keep kicking back and up until you see the foot come up in the mirror over your head, toes pointing straight up towards the ceiling. Keep the standing leg locked, left thigh muscles contracted, and slowly bring your upper body down at the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Now stretch forward and kick up equally the same, simultaneous, 50-50. Body down, stretch forward, kick up, stretch forward, kick up equally. Hold it. Change. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Very good. Left hand out in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the side, straighten your elbow, hold the ankle from the inside. You got it. Right arm goes up in front of you and straight up towards the ceiling, knees together, please. Inhale, imagine I'm picking you up from the right hand. Reach up, try to touch the ceiling, go charge forward, kick back. That's it, Colleen, keep kicking all the way back. So the left shoulder becomes invisible. When you look at yourself in the mirror, when you kick back all the way, upper body twists, you will not be able to see the left shoulder. So all the way to the fingertips, stretch forward. That's good, Deb, with the front arm. Reach forward until the shoulder touches with the chin. Standing leg locked throughout the posture. Bring the body down from the right hip joint now, but keep kicking up. When you bring the body down, kick up just a little extra. Now stretch forward and kick up equally the same. 5, body down, 4. Right shoulder forward, 3. Go and touch the mirror, 2. Touch the mirror, 1. Very nice. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Stand tall. Second set. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the side, hold your ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together. Left arm up. So with the knees together, you can watch the whole left side of the body. Inhale, get longer, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Now go ahead for 20 counts, charge forward. 19, kick all the way back. 18, keep kicking back. 17, then kick up. 16, 15, look in the mirror. 14, reach for your eyebrows. 13, eyebrow reflection. 12, try to touch. 11, body down, right where you see the eyebrows, 10, that's it. 9, keep kicking, 8, little more weight to the toes, 7, then the heel, 6, you got it, Colleen, 5, stretch forward, kick up, 4, now body down, 3, keep kicking, Sandy, 2, body down, juice or kick, 1, you got it. Good, change again, feet together, arms down. Okay, last one, left hand up in front of you, palm up. Turn it out to the side, hold your ankle, all 5 fingers together, and the right arm comes up in front of you, palm facing the mirror. Knees together, please. Inhale, imagine I'm picking you up from the right hand. Watch, you gotta watch the armpit stretch up. There you go, juicer. Now charge forward, 20 counts, kick back, 19. Keep your chin up, 18, 17, right leg locked, 16, 15, let the left arm, 15, completely relax, 14, kick it back, 13. So the left arm, 12, is pulled back, 12. That's better, Juicer, 11. Now charge forward, 10, body down and kick, 9. That's it, Miranda, kick up, 8, all the way up to the ceiling, 7. Eventually, the left knee, 6, will be straight, 5, so kick more, 4, nice pulling body down, 3, go and touch the mirror, all the 2. Now kick up, kick harder, 1. Great, these look very good, feet together, arms down. Patty, I just had a thought. I have a private lesson student that does one set with the wall on one side. And I don't normally bring this up, but I think it could help you sometimes. If you have a wall to the side, let's say I'm kicking with my right leg. If you have a wall next to your reaching arm, so you just take the balance sort of out of the equation so you can work on that kick back and twist. Or after class if you want to do it. You don't have to do it in class. But if you stand, the standing leg will be next to the wall, the standing hip will be next to the wall, and the reaching forward arm just touching very gently a wall, then you can isolate work on the kick and the twist without the balance being a factor. And it helps, it can really help. So just a thought, idea for you. Okay. Balancing stick pose. Front row, you can step to the back of the mat, feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers. Release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Keep your chin up away from the chest. Inhale, breathing. Big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Now come down. Bring your upper body down, left leg up. So you look like a capital letter T. Chest down, leg up. Come down, leg up. Now take your hands. Reach forward towards the mirror. Take your back leg toes. Reach to the back wall so you create natural human traction. Stretch and stretch and stretch. Excellent. Inhale, breathing. Come up, arms and head stay together. Take a deep breath, big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes pointed. Now come down, bring your chest down, right leg up. Sole of the right foot facing the ceiling. That's good, Colleen. Keep your chin away from the chest the same amount. Just bring the chest down, leg up. Arms stay with your ears. Squeeze palms, reach forward, arms locked. Go and touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together, take a deep breath. Arms down by your sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Get your interlaced grip just like half moon. Eliminate any gap between arms and head. Big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Now come down. As soon as you can, whole body looks like a capital letter T. Now keep the chin forward. Look about 4 feet in front of you on the floor. Squeeze your interlaced grip and push the hands towards the mirror. Looks good, Carolyn. Back leg lock, knee straight. Leg up, everybody. Leg up, chest down, leg up. Change again. All right, last one. Take a deep breath. Big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes point, and come down. Body down, right leg up. You got it, Deb. Nice getting into it. Now suck in your stomach so much, everybody. The lower left abdomen, upper left thigh, so strong. So you can bring the right hip down and forward a little bit, Colleen. Right hip down. There you go, Rachel. Right leg up, right hip down. Right leg up, right leg down. Stretch. Everybody stretch. Go and touch the mirror. Stretch. Inhale, come up. Feet together. Arms down by your sides. All right. Standing separate leg stretching poses next. You can step over to the left side of your mat on the carpet. Feet together. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. All right, make sure the heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, then forward towards the mirror. Look in the mirror throughout. Look forward, chest forward, chin forward. Good. Doing great. Now, try to grab the heels from the outside, please, pinky fingers or thumbs included with index fingers. If you can't grab the heels yet, hands can be on the floor in front of the feet and then underneath the toes, outside of the feet, all the way back to the heels. Pull to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Keep the legs locked throughout, chin forward, roll forward, look forward. First the legs stretch, then the hips stretch. Lower spine, middle spine, upper spine stretching. Eventually, whole back side of the body stretches. All right, to change, bring your head up and arms out. Slowly come up. Good. Inhale, right foot to the left foot, arms over the head. Arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. You can do that today, Kevin, only, okay? All right. Lock your legs, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, come forward. Now, here's the thing. Your strength and integrity of the posture and your normal breathing, your relaxation, all of these things are more important than doing your usual or your what you think is your best, deepest posture. Our minds get completely misled, okay? So I want you to be steady with the legs locked and breathe smoothly and just figure it out using the proper technique. Not saying, oh, I have to do such and such, or it's only good if such and such happens. No, just keep the weight to the toes, lock the legs, and little by little, the spine will stretch down. Hold it. Although that looks very nice. All right, change again. Head up and arms out. Inhale, right foot to the left foot, arms over the head. Arms down to the sides. Next is triangle pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Miranda, you're doing great. How are you feeling? Okay, good. Take a deep breath. Now push both hips forward towards the mirror. Bring the arms back. Lift your chest up. Turn the right foot all the way out to your right. Bend your right knee and sit down. So yeah, turn the right foot all the way out, then bend the knee, sit down all the way. Keep your two heels in one line, left leg locked. Bring your arms back, opening up the chest. Take a deep breath. Move your both arms at the same time. Right arm down, left arm up. Push your right knee towards the back wall. Yep, so you're aiming your fingertips between big and second toe. Left arm stretches straight up towards the ceiling. That's good, Colleen. That's good with pushing the knee back. Now bring your right shoulder and chest forward towards the mirror. There you go. Two butt cheeks push forward. Keep the left leg locked, left foot flat. Sit down a little more. You're going to touch the toes one day without the elbow going below the knee. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Everybody chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out to the left. Bend your left knee and sit down. Sit all the way down. All the way down. There you go. Now arms back once more, opening up the chest. Arms back, Colleen. Arms back. There. Now do the posture. Left arm down, right arm up. The thing that's the hardest to do, you guys, is the thing that's needed. And it's going to be different for everybody. Some people, arms back, we don't want to do it. Sometimes butt cheeks forward, we don't want to do it. Sometimes backing off when it's called for, we don't want to because we're stubborn. But anyway, just got to do it, right? Chin to the right shoulder. Keep the right leg locked. Bottom shoulder forward towards the mirror. That's good, Miranda. Two butt cheeks forward. Push the left knee back. Sit down. Try to touch your toes. Inhale, come up. Stop in the middle. Left toes turn in. Inhale, feet together. Arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Inhale by the nose. Exhale by the nose. All right. Second set. Any birthdays in the hot room or out there? Okay. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right. Arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, two butt cheeks forward, arms back. Lift your chest, turn the right foot all the way out to your right. Now bend your right knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Try to get the right thigh parallel to the floor. Get all the way down. Now, two butt cheeks forward, arms way back. Take a deep breath. Yes, Colleen, now go ahead into the posture. That's the shoulders talking, right? Okay, now push your right knee back like you had. Exactly. Then right shoulder forward. This is a really strong posture. This is great, Miranda. The left leg is straight and locked, and then I want you to take your head and torso and stretch them out in a nice straight diagonal line. Two butt cheeks forward, push the hips forward. Now turn and twist. That's good, Deb. Push the knee back more. The right foot needs to turn back more. Right toes back. Two butt cheeks forward. Push the knee back. Okay, inhale, come up. Sorry I didn't catch you till the end there, Deb. Turn the right toes forward. Push your hips forward, arms back. Lift your chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out. Part of it is that your heel move, Deb. Part of it, I don't know if you noticed, the other one. That's okay. Bend your left knee. Just make sure the heels stay in one line. That's the main thing. Okay, go ahead into the posture, everybody. Arms back. You can turn the head. And then left side, tilt the upper body and arms all together. Push your left knee towards the back wall. Okay, both arms straight and stretching. The two hands stretching in opposite directions. So push the knee back, two butt cheeks forward. Take your top of the head and your right heel. You see those two body parts and stretch them in a straight line away from each other. So the body's like the hypotenuse of a triangle from the head to the heel. Now sit down more, stretch up and down, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up, left toes turn in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, arms down to the sides. Good, stand tall, breathing by the nose. Nice adjustments, you guys. All right, standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Right foot step out, 3 foot minimum. Big, it's wider than your mat, pretty big step, that's it. Now take a deep breath, turn on your heels, face the right side of the room. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, bring the left hip forward so two hips are in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, good user. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, breathing, go down front side, suck in your stomach. Looks good, Alda and Pauline, arms behind the ears already, that's very good. Bring your forehead to the knee. If you cannot get your forehead to the knee, then bend your knee up a little bit to bring the knee to the forehead. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows locked. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel. pressing on the floor. That's it, Colleen. Use the entire straight back leg to push the left heel down. Very nice. Now, everyone lock the front leg a couple of times. Keep your chin tucked and come up. Arms and head together. All the way back up. Very nice, Spinal. Turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. The back foot, right toes turn in 45 degrees, right hip forward. So two hips are in one line. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Go down front side, starting with the neck. Upper back, middle back, lower back, all the way down until your forehead is touching the knee. And if it doesn't touch the knee, then bend the knee up a little bit. Try to keep the hands together, please. If they separate to catch you, then first step is to bring the left hand right in front of the left foot, and then walk the right hand over slowly to meet it. Push the fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows locked. A little more body weight to the front foot so you can get the left hip sticking up and the right hip down. Kathy, both hips towards the mirror, Kathy F. There you go, exactly. Just hold that, breathing normally. All right, keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg, slowly come up. Keep the right hip forward, all the way up. Turn and face the mirror. Right foot steps back to the left foot. Arms down to the side, stand tall. Nice postures, everyone. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right. So this grip, you have the fingers straight, just the thumbs cross. Turn on your heels. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down front side. Deb, I got something fun for you to do. Next set. Go ahead, tuck your chin. Go down. It has to do with your heels moving in triangle. It's one of the most subtle things to do in this class is how to turn on your heels instead of turning on the toes, because it makes you use your whole abdomen, pelvis, leg all as one thing. Go ahead, push the fingertips into the floor, everyone. Try to get the front leg locked. And slowly come up. Okay, now I don't really care how you turn to face the front. So turn to face the front. Make sure your heels are in one line. Now, everybody, lean all the body weight back to the heels. Don't let the heels come up, and then turn, try. I know at first it's gonna feel like, I can't. Okay, but keep doing it and you will get stronger, I promise. All right, tuck the chin to the chest, exhale, go down front side. That has to do with coordination of everything in the abdominal wall and pelvis and thighs. And even when we are quite proficient at the postures themselves, there's still more. It's so great. Push your fingertips into the floor. There is potential for increased detail, increased attention forever. Okay, as long as you are alive on this planet in a human body, you can improve your state of being, your state of attention to all your body parts, and even just being in the present moment. All right, keep the chin tucked, lock your front leg, and slowly come up. Once you're standing, turn and face the mirror. Take your time, guys. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down to the sides. Amazing. Okay, tree pose. This is the last standing posture. Come back to the mat where you started. Toes on the line, please. Feet together, toes and heels touching. Bring your right heel all the way up as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand. Then grab underneath at the toes with the left. Bring the heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing up. You got it. Now very slowly, be very gentle with the right knee. Push your right knee back. Two butt cheeks forward. To get two knees in one line from the side. Now, standing leg locked, suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine. Upper back, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Shoulders stay down. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest. If the foot does not slip at all, you can bring the left hand up. You can stand up and chest forward, Deb, bringing the upper body over. There you go. There. Now, when you inhale, suck in your stomach, top of the head reaches for the ceiling. That looks great. Hold it. Change, please. Right foot down, arms down to your sides. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. One of the amazing things, go ahead, heel to the top of the thigh, is because we're not changing anything about the class, go ahead, gently push the left knee down and back. I mean, nothing at all. We're trying to keep that exactly the same every time. Push the left knee back, two butt cheeks forward. You attempting the same postures over and over is going to be revealing. Some days you'll be stronger. Some days you will not be so strong, and it's important to accept that in a sense, okay? Push two butt cheeks forward, stretch the whole spine, chest, head up towards the ceiling. Left hand can come up, and right hand can come up. Shoulders down, stomach in, take your time. Okay, change again, left foot down, arms down. We are not machines, even though we're conditioned to act like them sometimes. Okay, right heel to the top of the left thigh. On a daily, monthly, weekly basis, the system is changing. All right, so heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward. Once you can bring your hands to the floor in front of you, shift your body weight to the fingertips and then slowly sit down on the heel. Take your time. Once you're sitting down, bring the arms around to the sides of the body. You're doing fine, Miranda. Okay. Then if you're sitting down and the knees feel okay, arms come right next to your hips. You're doing great. Right toes point to your left, right knee down. Now your effort is to stretch the spine up, chest up, put the head up towards the ceiling. First thing, bring the left hand in front of the chest. That's really good. And then if still you can balance, bring the right hand up, palms together. Very nice. Hands to the floor in front of you. If your foot just needs to come off there, Miranda, that's okay. Okay, if you can stand back up, that's great. Look straight ahead in the mirror. Right foot down, arms down. Do you run? Do you run track? Yeah, okay, left leg lift up. Your knees are doing fine, though, so far. But no pain? It doesn't look like you're having... Okay. Left heel to the top of the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward. One thing we want to do is keep the standing leg mostly straight on the way down. How Sandy did that. A little bend is okay. So that's going to stretch the outer left butt a lot if it's tight. So take your time. Once you can touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down on the heel. Nicole, your right foot has turned out a little bit. I'm sorry I caught it once you already started to move forward. Okay, go ahead and sit down. You're doing fine. You fixed it just fine. You can go into it. Let's sit down on the heel. Bring your arms around to the sides of the body. Left toes now point to your right left knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Now suck in your stomach. The whole spine stretches up. Nice concentration, Patty. Keep the shoulders down. Stomach in, everybody. Eyes do not move. Toes stand, hands to the floor in front of you. Push the hips slowly up. Come back up to tree pose. Look straight ahead in the mirror. Everybody change. Left foot down, arms down to the sides. Okay, great. Warm up, everyone. Next is Savasana. Please turn around, relax on your back. Head towards the mirror. Feet towards the back wall. Nicole, I'm not sure if when you fixed the foot, did that limit you coming into the posture or?
No, not at all. It's just a habit that I've noticed. I don't know if I'm compensating my hip or not, but
okay.
I think my path is weaker, so I think I'm
okay. Okay, sure, you bet. That can be your homework, right? Watch my right ankle when I start toe stand. Watch my right, you know, this is not in any way like a, you know, people would be made to write things on the chalkboard as a punishment, but I don't, honestly, sometimes I imagine myself writing something on a chalkboard just to memorize it, just to get it in my system. So if we can take away the association with any kind of negativity, all right, like you didn't do anything bad, but just to create a level of attention on a thing, we all have something. Nicole's ankle, sure, but somebody's left hip and somebody's right shoulder, right? There's something that is tight or weak or has tendencies that, to a great degree, okay, maybe not 100%, but to a great degree, there can be some healing, often some resolution, or at least enough resolution so it doesn't interfere with your life. It might not ever be the same as the other foot or shoulder or hip, but I mean, so what if it, like, what would that get you? Oh, my left hip is exactly as strong as my right hip. So what? I mean, the point of yoga is life and to function well, right? So one side of something might be a little weaker than the other side. Naturally and maybe indefinitely, but you can strengthen it to its own potential. And so anyway, the point of the whatever phrase it is needed, if I, you know, if I say to you this thing and I say it to you more than once, you're like, oh, I probably need to pay attention to that. In your mind, you can just write it, or you can actually write it. I've known people that write it out on a piece of paper. When I do toe stand, look at my right ankle, you know, something like that. And then it just will become part of how you move, and it's really, really awesome. Okay, we're resting, right? Completely relax the abdomen. Breathe in and out smoothly by your nose. some of the most, you were talking about finals, Miranda, and stress, right? So just generally, when we're in times of sometimes unbelievable stress or emotional reaction or whatever, when we practice at those specific times, we can get the most benefit from the practice. Now, that doesn't mean only practice at those times, of course, but if and when you do, you don't have to push yourself extra hard to like, ooh, I have to, you know, super kick or super, you know, super hard go for it, but just tune in the most mentally. And you'll have so much contrast from the other situation, right? The outside of the room, outside of your body situation that may be triggering some physiological freak out, otherwise known as stress. Okay, let's do right leg lift up. Grab your leg exactly 2 inches below the knee. It's a real thing. I'm not, when I giggle, that's not a diminishment. The physiological response is real, but it is not inevitable. Pull your right knee towards the shoulder. You can make it mild. You can make it less intense by your concentration in the present moment, normal breathing. And the postures are a huge boost to it. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look down the center line of the body. Absolutely freeze. Good. Change. Right leg lower, down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Interlace your fingers. Deeply cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Now the right leg that's out, flex that foot back from the ankle. So that the there you go, Colleen. The toes will go straight up and turn back rather than turning out. It's a very subtle movement of the right foot toes. Straight up and back. There, now tuck the chin, keep the head on the floor, look down the center line of the body, back of the neck, eventually no gap underneath. Change, left leg lower, down, arms down. Now immediately both knees up, grab your elbows, a couple of inches below the knees, nice tight grip, compact position. Now the huge benefit of having a regular practice in what you might call normal times, when there's not a particular stressful event, is you have created a certain normal physiological state that is less stress. Tuck your chin, look down the center line of the body. But what you also have is a tool for concentrating on your breathing, whether or not you're inside the yoga room. Tuck your chin, look down, hold it. That looks good, Nicole. Change again, please, arms and legs down. So then when you come up against, you know, increased external intensity, yoga is a buffer. When people tell me, oh, I talked to so-and-so that says they have anxiety, and I told them to come to yoga. A lot of times my response is, how would anybody not have what we call anxiety if they don't have a technique? Okay, the external circumstances, for all different sorts of reasons, and maybe we don't label it that, but unless we have something to be a buffer between everything outside and us. I think it's a rare person who doesn't have an emotional reaction that could be called anxiety or rumination or depression or panic. I think it's the rare person that can just be okay. Where there's so many external stimuli that we don't know how to buffer, that we just take it into our physiological situation and then we think we have a problem, but I don't meet many people that know how to buffer without serious long-term concentration, meditation, yoga practice, right? Okay, maybe they're out there. I just haven't met them. Second set, right leg lift up, interlace the fingers. There's some serious work on it. There's other ways to work on it, okay? I'm not saying only yoga. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Keep your head on the floor. Look down the center line of the body. Shoulders away from the ears. Now breathe smoothly in and out by the nose. And a lot of times there's no diagnosis of anxiety, but you know that certain things really set you off and freak you out or make you, you know, upset. Tuck your chin, pull, and hold it. All right, good. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down to the sides. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Try to keep both sides of the upper back on the floor. Keeping the head on the floor, tuck your chin, look down the center line of the body. You can bring the shoulders, Colleen, away from the ears. Yes, and try to keep the right shoulder down. Pull with your biceps and the grip, but the shoulders stay relaxed. That looks great. Change again. Left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately, both knees up. Grab your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees. Nice, tight grip, compact position. Bring your head back to the floor. And then slowly the chin tucks. Little by little, what's happening here is the vertebrae, the spine bones, we're lengthening the spine. So more of the spine bones will be on the floor eventually, back of the neck included. Breathe smoothly. Good. Change again, arms and legs down. Heels touch each other, palms face up. Now, there are definitely tools in the world to just shut down the emotional response and not feel it and ignore it, right? There's a lot of things. Even just a screen can do that. You're like, oh, I can't deal with this. Let me look at my phone, right? Maybe that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. But it's a thing, right? It's happening. In the yoga practice, we're looking at it and breathing and acknowledging it, feeling it, and then saying, you know what? I'm choosing to take a deep breath right now. And you can feel it, okay? But also, at the same time you're feeling it, know that it's all right. You're breathing, and you're here. And most of the time, the mind is making it much worse than it really is. Okay, let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation. Double jerk head to the knees. All right, turn around. Lie down on your front side, hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. I'm not claiming there are no challenges. Okay, there's so many. Push the palms down. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted, but we can learn how to not make it worse. All right, inhale, breathing, upper body lift up using 100% back strength. Push the palms down, chest up. Lift your chin up, look up to the ceiling. Elbows reach down and back towards the hips to drop the shoulders down. That looks great, Shamina. Legs and feet together, feet gently pressed to the floor. Good, Nicole. Chin up, chest up, front of the neck stretches up. Nice one, Pauline. Change again. Lower the chin to the floor. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. The heels fall open. This is not Savasana per se, but it's a resting posture. Similarly, right, in terms of no muscle contraction on purpose. Other than the neck twist, we have a neutral nervous system, circulatory system. All right, but the neck twist is a nice thing for your ability to look at your blind spot, for one. All right, second set. Turn the chin on the floor. Sorry, chin out, hands underneath the chest. So if someone were above you, your hands would be invisible to them. So you can slide the hands in, Colleen, towards each other. Underneath you, underneath, thumbs at the nipples, fingers flat, legs locked, inhale, come up, everybody, legs locked, come up, you got it, hips and thighs contract, push the palms down, the arms only straighten to halfway 90 degree angle at the elbow joint, then elbows reach down and back towards hips, you can push arms straighter, Patty, they're not too straight yet, now lift your chin up, drop the shoulders down, look for the wall behind you, everybody but Larry change, Larry come up, five, chest up, four, go up, three, I know you can do it. Two, push your face up towards the ceiling. Chin up, chin up, chin up, chin up, chin up, chin up. Okay, fine. Change. That was just Larry. Larry, I know you can do it. Arms down. Turn your head to the left. What are you going to do if something happens to me? Like, what are you going to do? These guys can handle themselves. What are you going You can listen to the recording of this class is what you can do. All right. Next is locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat. Slide your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Then chin all the way out, neck on the floor, as flat as possible. The neck and shoulders need time, though. Miranda, watch my hands. Flip them over. It's going to hurt a little bit. Yeah, flip them. Pretend I'm laying here. I know. Go like this. Perfect. And then slide them under. It's the most awkward thing ever, but it's really good for your arms. Lock the right leg. Lift up. Please come up to a 45-degree angle. Half of 90. That's it. Chin out, neck flat. Look in the mirror. Bring the leg up without opening up or twisting the hips. Good. Right leg lower down. Chin slides forward. Lock the left leg. Point the toes. Left leg lift up. Make sure the neck is straight. This is a very straight spine, neck back bend. Lifting the leg up. Change. Left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Also, the spine is straight, right? No twisting, no turning. Inhale, breathing. Both legs lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up. You got it, Patty. Everybody legs up. Push your hands down. Come up a little more. You got it, Rachel. Lift, everybody. Lift one more. Go up, lift. Change again. Lower the legs. Wonderful. Take your arms out then. Once the head is down, turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Heels fall open. All right, second set. Flip the palms. Bring your arms underneath you and stick the chin all the way out. Now, once you're there, you can also slide the upper body forward so the breastbone and chin get closer to the mirror, and over time the throat will flatten. Okay, over time though, don't force it. Lock your right leg, lift up for 10 counts, go up 9, 8, knees straight, 7, without opening the hips, 6. So two hips in one line, 5. You got it, 4, lift up, 3, looks good, Miranda, 2, hold it, 1, right leg lower down. Slide forward again, chest, breastbone, and the chin closer to the mirror. Good, Nicole, left leg, 10 counts, lift up, 9, keep the knees straight, 8. 7, upper thigh lift, 6, without opening up the hips, 3, lift up, 2, come up, 1, left leg lower down. Wonderful. Now turn your head in, mouth on the towel. You can readjust the arms, bring them a little closer to each other, a little straighter, whatever you can manage. Now, without turning your head, inhale, breathing, both legs lift up. Everybody come up, 10 counts, go up, 9, legs locked, 8, you can do it. 7, lift from the upper thigh, 6, push hands down, 5, you can do it, 4, a little bit more, 3, 1 more, lift up, 2, go up more, 1. Change. Nice job. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the left side. Don't worry. It's totally impossible. I know. Yes, Kathy. Yeah, sole of the foot faces the ceiling is related to the hip staying level, although it's not always, but... Yeah. All right, full locust pose. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides, straight out from the center of the chest and shoulders. All five fingers together on each hand. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Go ahead, arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. At first, you can look in the mirror. I want the arms up so that the fingertips are in line with top of the head. Arms are nice and high, Kevin. Legs up, legs together. Now come up, everybody. Try to get your belly off the floor, thighs off the floor. 3, take a deep breath. 2, exhale, come up one more. 1, lower down, hands, chin, and feet. Bring your arms down to your sides, turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other, heels fall open. Inhale smoothly. Exhale smoothly by the nose. Second set, chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides, all five fingers together. Legs as one leg, one cobra tail, just like cobra pose, you have one leg or one tail. It does not separate into two. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, legs, everybody go up. Very nice, Anne. Now lift your chest up, Larry, chest up. Inhale, chest up, every inhale, something up. There you go. Now lift your chin up, push your face up towards the ceiling. Nice, Pauline. Legs up. 3. Legs together. 2. Exhale. Come up one more. 1. Excellent. Lower down. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Miranda, that arm squishing posture, just for your information, now it's not doing that. You can relax. But I haven't talked much about how we manipulate circulation in this class. We restrict blood flow to various parts of the body, and that one is kind of an obvious one because you have all this pressure on the arm. So in the postures, when we're holding still, we're restricting blood flow or reducing blood flow. For example, when you kick up in standing bow, you have some body parts way above the heart and they're exerting, and some body parts below. So you're sometimes by gravity changing blood flow, sometimes by pressure changing blood flow, sometimes by, well, that's another kind of pressure, squishing the body, right? And then by muscle contraction. So anyway, what happens is when you get out of each posture, and you hold stillness and relaxation, it's not just going back to normal. Okay, when you have a tourniquet in the body, this is old, like, I don't know, 70-year-old basic medical knowledge. When there's a tourniquet applied to a body part, to a blood vessel, that area just beyond the tourniquet already prepares for the return of blood to that area. It already dilates the blood vessel, and it becomes more absorptive to oxygen already before you even give it the oxygen. It's like it knows. All right. So anyway, we have this process happening in all the postures. It requires stillness, right? A pump is not a tourniquet. A tourniquet is holding. So it's just a wonderful physiological process that is happening every posture in the class. On large levels, like the whole arm squished, or when you do a back bend, just little bits of movement in each vertebrae, you create these small effects and you create a little bit of pressure change on the discs too. It's amazing. Okay, bow posture is next. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. Basically a restriction and then a release. This helps nutrition get into the bones of your spine. Inhale, breathing, kick up and look up, and especially backward bending, all right? What happens? Go ahead, kick up slowly, look up. The important thing is that you're in the back bend for time passing, all right, with the back bend pressure on the back half of the disc and then the less pressure on the front half. Lift your chin up. Keep kicking thighs up, knees up, go up, breathing normally. Change, lower down, knees and chin touch the floor, bring your arms down to your sides, turn your head to the right. By the change in pressure around the discs between the vertebrae, you basically force nutrition into the bones via the discs, okay? It's hard to get that transfer of nutrients into the bones of the spine. It has to go through the disc. So we have to manipulate and hold in stillness, ideally, for some time, and then release it. So it's not impossible. People say, well, you can't really get healing to a disc or a vertebrae because, you know, there's not direct blood supply. But you can do it. It just takes work. You have to hold a back bend. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. And who wants to do that, right? Okay, so we do. Look up and kick up. Everybody go. It's such a great thing to work for. You own it, right? You're doing the effort, right, Larry? Keep kicking. Kick your hands up. Your hands get pulled up by the kick. You don't have to go super deep. Just keep the back bend, 5. Roll forward onto the abdomen, 4. Thighs up, 3. Chin up, knees up, 2. Everybody kick up. 1. Very nice. Lower everything to the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. All right. Big toes touch. Let the heels fall open. Putting effort forth for your own healing. We're doing it, right? To us, it's like, well, of course. But a lot of times we're coming from a situation where that is not normal. And you'll find when you talk to people, they're not in that frame of mind. So I know it's a challenge. If you've never been exposed to that frame of mind, it sounds like garbage or, you know, just crazy. Come up to the top of the mat. Next is fixed firm pose. But that's really all it is. The expectation that I can sit here and feel better, or the realization that I need to work for the healing and it will be even more lasting. All right, so briefly sit on the heels, then separate your feet a little bit, just a tiny bit, so you can get your butt down between the heels. Now your knees can be any distance. If the knees or feet hurt, feel free to separate the knees. Once you can sit comfortably on the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside. Lean back onto the elbows. As long as the knees don't hurt, you can go further, but the knees must stay on the floor. Once you're on the elbows, you may next drop the head back. The top of the head will touch the floor eventually, back of the head eventually, shoulders and whole upper body on the floor. Looks very good. Then, if everything's still okay, bring your arms over the head, grab your elbows, each other. Pull your forearms and elbows into the floor, stretching out the armpits. Now tuck your chin to the chest, lifting the chest and abdomen up just a little bit. Good. Change. Bring the hands back to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come back up. Chest up, spine straight in the middle. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Perhaps part of the challenge is when an individual works on the challenging part, whether it's a hip joint or a knee or a neck or a emotional reaction pattern, it demands looking at the thing. Looking in the mirror, literally or figuratively, or both, usually. Right? How can I work on the thing if I don't know what it is, really? If I just have pain and I take something for it, right? It's helpful. I mean, you can get through the day. I'm not saying no one should ever do that. But it's different. It's a different process than what is really going on with me. I need to look at it. It's not sexy and it doesn't sell. Feet together, flex arms over your head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knee. I decided with my life I'm going to try to sell the most impossible thing ever. I'm in acceptance of this. Okay, sit on the heels. Lower the hips to the floor. All right, you can do another one. Once your hips are on the floor, hands to the feet. Elbows to the floor. Yoga is not sexy. Yoga does not sell. It looks like it does out there, but it's something else, you know? Grab elbows. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look down the center line of the body. Pauline, it's very nice. Just let yourself be there and breathe smoothly. That's good if you can. Shamina, chest up a little. There you go. Then the neck won't crunch so much. Yeah? Just as much as you can. If you're all the way back and the knees feel fine, you can bring the knees back together as long as they stay down on the floor. Very nice, Larry. Change. Hands to the feet. That's a good one. Come up in the middle. Chest up. Spine straight. Chin down. Turn around. Relax on your back. But then once you do it and you feel what it can do, there's nothing else more compelling. All the surface stuff that previously was sexy and sold to you, you're like, yeah, that doesn't do it for me anymore. I just want to feel good. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath, full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. Okay, next is half tortoise pose. Turn around, sit on the heels. No gap underneath the ankles, knees and feet together. Because feeling good in your own system is like the best thing ever. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs, chin up. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Slowly stretch your upper body forward towards the mirror. Keep your chin away from the chest. Forehead touches the floor ideally, but if it doesn't, anyway, keep the hips down close to the heels and the side edges of your pinky fingers will touch the floor. Now take a deep breath, arms slide forward, palms pressed together, wrists in the air. You got it. Continuously keep stretching forward. Shoulder blades, scapula sliding forward towards the mirror because you are trying to touch the mirror. Good. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms down to the sides. Wonderful. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, second set, half tortoise pose. Turn around again, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Inhale, stretch up. Charge forward slowly. You can have a very slow charge forward. It's an intense, continuous stretch. When I say charge, that's what I mean. Now press the palms together. Wrists just a little bit up in the air. So the fingers are pointing slightly down. Now stay here. I want you to take a few deep breaths, maintaining the stretch forward, maintaining the stomach in, maintaining the palms together. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms and head together. Looks good. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Now we are most ideally prepared for a back bend. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs, sit up. Grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. We're just starting camel pose now. Please turn around, stand up on your knees at the top of the mat. 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between your feet. As a beginner, you can put the hands like in the back jeans pockets, but over time they're gonna come up higher on the middle back. All right, take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Drop your head all the way back. Now, breathing smoothly is your number one job. Go back halfway. Number two is to bend as much of your spine as you can. And when you can see about halfway down the back wall, right hand down, grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Left hand down, grab the left heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside, full palm grip on each heel. Now take a nice deep breath into the upper chest, then exhale, hips push forward. Everyone, stomach forward. Push your thighs forward. That's it, Colleen. Keep pushing hips, stomach, thighs. Keep pushing forward towards the mirror. Now, everybody get your hands back up to the hips. Inhale, push your hips forward. The head is hanging back all the way until your spine is straight. Then chin comes down. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up. Grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, second set. Stand up on the knees. Top of the mat, please. All the way to the top. I'll tell you why later. Hands on the hips. Fingers point down. You're doing great. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Drop the head back. Here's why you always set up at the top of your mat in camel. Because when you see something behind you, it means something. It's a sort of gentle measurement device. Can I see the wall? Can I see the line? Can I see my mat? Oh, that's different than it used to be. Grab heels. If you can, if you must, you can keep the hands up on the hips. There's no problem with that. Thumbs outside, four fingers inside. Now take a deep breath. Push hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Keep pushing thighs forward. Look all the way back. Now get your hands back up to the hips. Inhale, push your hips forward, chest up. Spine straightens up. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Any questions on the backward bending? All right, feet together, flex arms over your head. Inhale fully. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. All right, next is rabbit pose. Turn around, sit on your heels towards the back of the mat. I usually suggest, Miranda, you watch the first set and try the second one, because once you get in it, you can't look at anybody. Okay. All right, grab the heels, thumbs on the outside, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, and then you go down, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale. Touch your forehead to the knees, top of the head to the floor. From this point, you cannot turn the head. It's not good for the neck. So just keep the head on straight. Lift your hips up all the way. Roll forward like a wheel till arms, elbows are straight. You can sort of look at their grip. Thumbs are on the outsides, right on the sole of the foot. That's a great grip, Shamina. You may walk your knees forward towards the head. Now, push your feet and ankles down to the floor, squeeze the heels in, and suck in your stomach, lift the hips up one more little bit. Good, Deb, I can see it. Change again, lower the hips back to the feet. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Inhale smoothly by the nose, exhale smoothly by the nose. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale as you're bringing the head to the knees. Okay, second set. Sit on the heels, grab the soles of the feet. Thumbs are on the outside, four fingers inside. Inhale, stretch your spine up first towards the ceiling and then start from the top. Tuck your chin to the chest, neck bends, upper back, middle back, lower back, all the way down. Make sure the stomach is in. Forehead to the knees, top of the head to the floor, then lift your hips up, roll forward. I'll help you with it. I'll describe it to you. You want to bring your forehead touching the knees. Hands on the soles of the feet, a little bit, there you go. And now round your spine forward, bring your forehead to the knees. Yeah, all the way. Now grab right on the heel, exactly. Right on the heel, that's still ankle I want, right on the heel. There you go. Now hips can come up a little bit, that's great. Until you start to feel a little stretched in the low back. Maximum of 30% of the weight on your head, please. So push the feet down, suck in your belly button, whole spine stretches. That looks great. Change again. Lower the hips back down to your heels. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Very nice. Miranda, you're very coordinated. Yeah, nice job. The good news is you don't have to be, though. If somebody walks in here not very coordinated, they can still get so much benefit. And then this will build the coordination if it's not already developed very much. If you already have it, then you just have to be careful, Miranda, because you're going to be able to work very hard in here, okay? So when you start to learn these postures and you start to just go for it, always we try to keep the breathing smooth by the nose, and then you'll work the perfect amount, just the perfect amount in each class. Some days you'll do more, some days you'll not, but you'll get the maximum benefit. Okay, feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. Okay, everybody sit facing the mirror, head to knee pose with stretching. Sit with your right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee in. Pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Arms over the head, take a nice deep breath. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the right foot 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, then go down front side, chin to the chest, stomach, and forehead to the right knee. Push the knee down, let the heel slide out away from you, and roll your upper body in just enough, two shoulders in one line, so left shoulder down just a touch. You can bend the knee up to get the knee to the forehead. Hold the stomach and everybody freeze. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, other side. Left leg out, right leg in. Stretch up tall, turn your upper body to the left, grab the left foot just below the toes. If you cannot reach the foot, bend your knee up a little bit. So forehead touches the knee. Then once you have the forehead with the knee, push your knee down towards the floor with the forehead so the leg straightens. Roll into the center, right shoulder down to get two shoulders in one line, parallel to the floor. It's perfectly level, Rachel. Now just suck in your stomach, push the knee down to get the leg locked. Okay, change again. Bring the leg straight out in front of you. Lie back for a quick sit-up. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath and sit up, please. Now you're going to use the first two fingers and the thumb to grab each big toe. So like this, two fingers plus the thumb. Slide the two fingers around the big toe. Thumb is on top. So you can do that with both hands. And walk your hips back, right, left, 10, 15 times to get the leg straight. Now everybody pull the big toes back. Flex your feet back from the ankle, all 10 toes turning in. Take a deep breath, chest up, stomach, and slowly push your knees down. Very slowly push the knees down, maintaining the feet turned back, pinky toes turning back. Once both legs are locked, tops of the thighs contracted, then very slowly stretch your upper body forward. Chest up, coming shoulders down. Pull on the toes. No elbows bending yet. Just sit up straight, push the knees down, pull on the big toes. Yep, sit up straight, pull on the big toes, flex the feet back. That's better. Change, please, come up. Colleen, much better. Can you feel it? Difference? Order of operations, right? Yeah, and it's pretty detailed, all right? It's pretty detailed order of operation. It's not that there are only six things to deal with. There are so many body parts, so many potential operations or actions, efforts. So as you tune in more, as you practice the postures more, you'll hear more, you'll understand more, and you'll get better. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs, sit up. Please grab the toes, strong exhalation. Head to the knees, second set. Sit facing forward, right leg out. Bend the left knee. Arms overhead. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the right foot. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, forehead to the right knee. And then just hold it. Every posture ever in existence, anywhere on the planet, any yoga posture is held still. Total stillness. Only thing moving is the breathing. Your concentration is holding stillness. Change again. Come up. Left leg out, right leg in. The physical stillness is one small portion of the stillness. Turn your upper body to the left. Grab the left foot. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle, head to the knee. The concentration stillness, right? The thought aspect of your mind, that stillness, this is where most of the benefit, most of the stillness, and most of the challenge occurs. Push the knee down. You just go as far as you can with the leg. The leg is just a leg. You do your best with it. Hold it. Good. Change again. Bring the leg straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath in and sit up. Grab your big toes, same grip. Walk your hips right, left, traveling backwards on the mat. Now both feet flex at the ankles. Try to have the feet from the front view that you can see in the mirror, the feet look as flat as possible. If the pinky toes are curling in just little by little, bring them back. Inhale, chest up, stomach, and slowly push your knees down. The thing that is challenging to do is the really important thing to just work on slowly. It doesn't mean it's going to get there right away, but it needs your attention, ankles and more. Pull the foot back, flex the foot, and now from here and chest up a little bit, shoulders down, chest up, pull the feet. Five. Come forward only if legs are locked. Four. Looks good, Pauline. Three. Push the knees down. I want no gap underneath the knees. Hold it. Okay. Change again. Great. Turn around, relax on your back. We have one posture to do, which we only do one set of. That's the half spine twist. And then we finish with the breathing exercise. So feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, if you're in the hot room, please turn and face the lobby where you came in. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Cross your right foot over the left knee so the heel's touching the knee and two hips are on the floor. Make sure you're not sitting on the heel. Inhale, breathing left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. That's right. Cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down to grab the left knee with the left hand. Then bring your right arm behind you. Hand on your back, palm out. Inhale, sit up as straight as possible. Shoulders down, turn your head and twist to the right. Without lifting or dropping the chin or the eyes, just twist to the right side. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae. Just a little bit of movement in the twisting direction. Now sit up tall, chest up. Exhale, keep the chest up, drop the shoulders down, twist a little more to the right side. Untwist the spine, please. Undo the arms and switch the legs. Bend your right knee in front of you. Make sure two hips stay on the floor equally. Left foot crosses up and over the right knee. Heel touching the knee. That's right. Put your foot right at the knee corner. You got it. Now inhale, right arm up and over the left knee. Push your knee back. Try to grab the right knee with the right hand. And when you do, your right hand, right knee, and left heel, three body parts together on the floor. So this foot on the floor can come all the way up to this knee. So when you grab, you have hand, knee, and heel all together. Good. Bring the arm a little bit more over, Miranda, just like this. There. Now twist to your left side. That's great. Do your best. Lean to the left to keep two hips on the floor. Lean a little forward towards the lobby to keep the spine straight. Now look to the left. Left shoulder back. Chin to the left. Twist. Untwist. Good. Undo the arms and relax on your back. Very nice. We started the class with the pranayama deep breathing, excellent for preparing the system for use of the respiratory system so fully, and besides some other things that we benefit. And then this last one, we're going to benefit digestion, elimination, but also we're going to manipulate on purpose, for healing purposes, the CO2 levels in the blood and get rid of a little extra, more than normal. And this creates a situation for the last savasana that lets you breathe very slowly. All right, so anyway, feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. If you could, please put on your masks. We're going to be mouth breathing. And sit facing the mirror. Hands go on the thighs, elbows locked, shoulders down. I'm going to clap 60 times in a row. On each clap, you're going to suck in the stomach really quick and do a forced exhalation as if you're blowing out a candle. All right, not too much movement of the face. You really don't need to move the face too much. Just move the abdomen. And then for the inhale to happen, you're just going to relax the abdomen. So if you want to watch a few, that's fine, then join in. Concentrate one point in front of you. Begin. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep the chest up. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale, 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 exhale. Belly goes in, 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 in. That looks good, Larry. Keep the chest up, shoulders down. After you've exhaled, let the belly relax. So it moves dramatically. Belly goes in, 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 in. Exhale, 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 exhale. Keep the spine straight. Exhale, exhale. 5, 4. Keep going. 3. Chest up. 2, 1. Everybody take one deep breath in. Exhale by the nose. Elbows locked. Shoulders down a little bit quicker. Do your best to keep up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep your chest up. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right on the clap. Stay right on the clap, you guys. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Not too fast. Not too slow. If you miss one or two, fine. Do more right on the claps. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Miranda, great job. Welcome. You did amazing. You can turn around, relax on your back for the last savasana of the class. We take 2 minutes. Now, like I mentioned before, you just over-breathed, okay, purposefully. Now the system requirements are a little bit different. You can breathe very slowly, have plenty of what you need. All right. Breathe in and out by the nose. You can have the eyes opened or closed, but try to stay, please, with your breathing. So if closing your eyes sends you into a daydream, then I'd keep your eyes open until you have the conditioning and discipline to be completely paying attention to your system when you do close your eyes. It's not easy. Although some people find it easier to do with the eyes closed. Either way, you just want concentration in the present moment, which will lead to a meditative state. All that means is you're here right now with no story about anything. You're just alive. Period. Free. So take a couple of minutes when you're done with your savasana here. Please make sure you hydrate well. It's great to meet you, Pauline. Very nice practice. I hope to see you again. I do. Next Thursday, I'm figuring out the class time, but we will have a class Thursday morning next week. and next Friday morning. Times will be determined in the next day or two, so please stay tuned. Let me know if you have any questions, please. Again, hydrate well and come back as soon as you can. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Very nice practice.